Hello, my name is Zach Hack, host here at WCYB Cybercrime Radio. Today, we're going to be chatting with Deborah Parente, who's the president of the Radio TV and Podcasting Division of Streamline Publishing. Streamline Media includes Radio Inc., Radio and Television Business Report, Podcast Business Journal. She's also a radio veteran, 35 years around the dial, and this is kind of cool. She was inducted into the Dayton Broadcasters Hall of Fame. That's kind of interesting. Deborah, welcome to Cybercrime Radio WCYB, and congratulations on the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. That's interesting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with Radio Inc., give us a background on that magazine.
Well, the magazine was started by Eric Rhodes. He bought The Pulse, I believe the name of it was, about 29 years ago and changed it to Radio Inc. It was one of the first publications in print at that time that covers basically a focus of sales, marketing, and management. And we are proudly today, in addition to obviously having digital platforms, daily headlines that go out via email, things like that, but we are still, well, we were the only remaining print publication in the general market, so to speak, for the radio industry. It's us and nobody else.
Forecast 2022 is coming up to the Harvard Club in New York City in mid-November. And this year, you've included a place for cyber. Why'd you do that?
Well, I think it goes without saying that probably, if not the most critical issue for all business, and that includes media, is cyber security. There have been recent attacks, not only in the general business world, but also specifically at some media companies and some vendors to media companies that have caused huge problems. So it's an increasingly important issue, not only from running and operating a business, but also reporting on businesses and reporting on cybersecurity. So we decided that this was something that really was one of the number one things we wanted to address. And we have all broadcasters there, both radio and television. So this was a great opportunity to perhaps educate and help better inform them as to where some of their vulnerabilities might be.
Forecast has been presented for about 20 years. What's the purpose of getting all the industry leaders and speakers all in one place? And here's the thing, a side note, who are you excited to hear this year? There's got to be a speaker that you're really going to be into hearing.
Well, actually, we've got a few really strong keynotes, starting with Steve Morgan, who is the founder, I believe, of your company. We invited him to speak on cybersecurity. Again, I think that's going to be a hugely important and provocative keynote. He's being interviewed by Juliet Huddy of WABC. But we also have the global chief marketing officer of General Motors, which is going to be really interesting. They're going to be talking about, she's talking with Chesley Maddox Dorsey of American Urban Radio Networks about their recent commitment to more diversified buying insofar as their advertising is concerned. And Doug Ray, who is the chief product officer at Dentsu, which is one of the largest agencies in the world. Then we have an FCC commissioner, Nathan Symington, who recently appeared at our Hispanic conference. We do another conference up strictly for Hispanic radio broadcasters. He was a hugely popular addition to the agenda there last year. And I think the people at this conference, the leadership, are going to really enjoy this because he is very interested in hearing about the concerns of broadcasters. And when I say sincerely interested, I mean sincerely underscored there. So we have that. But you ask about how the conference came about or what the idea behind it was. It was originally, in fact, until this year, was strictly a radio executive conference, sort of a summit, a one-day summit where we bring the leadership together. It's off the record. There's no press involved. It's not covered or anything by outside press to talk about revenue expectations for the next year, investment opportunities. We get a lot of brokers, investors, analysts who attend this conference as well, as to how solid, how what's the future of the business as a business, as well as what are some of the challenges. We open it up to various challenges, and then we cap it every year first with an executive session. We have several leaders who appear on a panel and talk about their vision of the future, and then we have a absolutely elegant reception after that. It is a who's who of broadcasting who attend that, where we award the plaques for the top 40 most influential people in radio and the top 15 television broadcasters. That's it in a nutshell.
I want to talk to you about social media. Some radio stations have a huge presence on social media. The broadcasters, the guys and ladies he's in the booth, almost doing online shows, online breaks, in addition to being on the air. Do you think this is a growing trend in our business?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a growing trend across all businesses. And again, media is no exception, but especially media, because they are first and foremost communicators to start with. We like to say, and I, as you mentioned earlier, I come from the radio industry, that radio was the original social media as far as modern times are concerned. And this, and the social media platform since then kind of parallel with that, or a bit of an offshoot, as are podcasts, quite frankly.
This has been a time in recent months, and actually a year and a half or so, that no one in the media is going to forget. The pandemic impacted revenues across the board, changed the course of advertising. Many things that were once normal practices now within the media have kind of changed. More focused ads, careful programming. Do you see that changing back to what we called normal, or is it going to continue on from here?
Anytime you have a major, something that disrupts what is considered the norm, some things go back to a certain amount of what we call normal, that being what the previous historical implications and practices were. But there's always, you pick up a little bit. I think that we are entering a phase where, yes, there is greater sensitivity toward not only what we say, but how it is said and who we say it to. Is everybody, I know it's become kind of cliche-ish and overused, but inclusiveness is extremely important. And I don't think that is something that we necessarily want to pull back on ever again. I think the curtain has been lifted, and I believe that curtain's going to stay up. Again, will there be some modifications over time? There always are. But I think we pick the best of what we have come forward with, and that becomes assimilated into what's considered normal.
Cyber attacks, let's cover that. A couple of media companies, one in particular that I know about, was a victim of cyber attack. And a lot of big companies are being attacked, but also the smaller stations, the smaller markets are also, I guess, in the radar, in the range for a cyber attack. Do you think this is something that everyone across the country and across the world on the radio and in the media is, should be concerned with?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was in high school, we took it was called Problems of Democracy class. And I remember the teacher saying then that when a country was taken over, the first thing they usually take over is what? The media. Because if you can control the media, you control the thought process. Now, this ties into obviously a much larger picture, but certainly that is true as far as cybersecurity is concerned and cyber attacks. Any media is actually sitting up there poised for a potential attack, and which is why security is so extremely important. You take it down, you take down media, particularly at a critical time, God forbid, and how are we communicating? Because you cannot depend on smartphones and cell towers. Those go down.
I was recently asked this question, and I, as you've been around the business, as have I, you are a GM of a couple of stations, and you've been around. You've been in radio a long time. It's kind of hard to put it away once you've been in the business. It's true. Yeah. The question is, what does radio and a radio station mean to you?
Oh, my. To me, a radio station... I'll try to give you the short answer on that. A radio station is one of the most important communication tools that we have. Again, when everything else is down, usually a radio, be it a transistor, to use the old terminology there, but if people if some of this audience even knows what that is, it can still communicate. It's one-on-one. It's there in crisis. And particularly over the past year, over the past couple of years, between natural disasters and, quite frankly, some man-made, shall I call them that, disasters that have occurred, some of the social situations, radio is there to inform, to comfort, and to basically to kind of keep communities together. You know, you got to know when that tornado or where it's coming from. You got to know what community centers are open because you've just lost your home. And with Main Street in particular, Main Street advertising and retailers, it's a major connector between it and the people in the community. I can't tell you how many times I stood in a studio hearing someone like yourself talking to a listener, sometimes talking them down off a ledge, other times comforting them and telling them where they could go find services, shoes for their children or whatever. You can't do that, and I know we hear this a lot, but it's true. You can't do that with Spotify or Pandora. They don't serve the same way. they compete as far as music and music discovery is concerned, but they sure can't serve a local community like a radio station.
Nothing on a personal level.
No.
Deborah, it's been great chatting with you. Learned so much, have so much respect for you. Thanks for joining us here at Cybercrime Radio.
Thank you so much for having us. And I hope that everyone who's interested will go to forecast.com, Radio Inc. Forecast, and look it up. If you're interested in registering, we'd love to have you.
This is Zach Hack. Don't forget to listen to our other great programming and other great hosts here on WCYB. Zach Hack saying, be safe online.